Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Now, people still want to travel, Faisal. We know that. But the pandemic has changed lots of things. And I think one of the things amongst that is our comfort level, perhaps, desire. I'm not sure what the right word is, but to be in big crowds, going through airports, traveling in, you know, big airplanes. And that's not the only way that you have to travel. Private travel is something that is gaining in popularity, in part because of the pandemic. We're going to talk about that today because it's not just for the rich and the famous. People will be surprised. But before we do that, we've got this little thing called an election coming up.
Small thing.
Yeah. And there's a ton of questions, right? People have a ton of questions and a ton of concerns. We're going to try to help them with
that. The individuals who I think have been not included in part of the campaign are the people who are approaching to or living in retirement.
Yep.
Let's call it the 50 plus crowd. Though that demographic really hasn't had a chance to have their voice heard, have their chance to maybe ask questions about what's the different parties and their views about how they're going to help that demographic. And so we're going to host a live More Than Money show Saturday, September the 11th at 10 a.m. at the Glenmore Inn. Now, if you'd like to participate, be in the audience and have your questions answered, you can join us by registering at mtmlive.ca. That's mtmlive.ca.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you there. Now, let's get back to this issue about travel. I want to travel. Everybody wants to travel. We've had to put trips on, but I've got this discomfort. And so let's talk about travel for a minute. Nobody better to help us understand what's happening than Jeremy Austin, who's the managing director of Jetit Canada. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Okay, my man, I'm going to give you a chance here because when we think about private travel and private jets, we think about lifestyles of the rich and famous, right? These are the billionaires flying around the world and doing their thing. Is that true?
No, not at all. In fact, we've developed a model of fractional ownership where we can, you know, people can have access to private travel and the comfort and safety, and you highlighted post-pandemic as well, and go to place with more control of the environment that they're in. Absolutely.
Okay, so tell us first of all a little bit about Jetit, what it is, and sort of the space that you're trying to fill for people.
Absolutely. So we are a fractional ownership company. You own a piece of a private jet. We manage all the operations for you, and you share that resources with other people, not at the same time, obviously, but it's your aircraft when you want it. And then you can fly in the convenience of an aircraft to a private terminal where you mentioned crowds and space that there's not as much of that, and it's a more controlled environment.
So, Jeremy, what caught my attention is something that Dave has been really talking about on this program, about how, you know, some of the things you can do in your retirement, it's achievable. It's not that people think it's very expensive. And when I saw what you guys are doing here in Canada, the first thing I thought about, Jeremy, how achievable it is. And I'm going to use the number $2,200. Walk us through where that $2,200 comes from, what people could expect in the old ways of chartering or having a private jet, what your company is doing, and where does that $2,200, something very achievable for many Canadians, how does that work?
Absolutely. So it's $2,200 an hour Canadian, and that's for an occupied hour in the aircraft. So only the time that you're flying in the aircraft. Compare that with charter, where charter, you may have to reposition an aircraft from point to point to get it to you, to take you on that trip. You have to pay for that whole loop. With us, it's $2,200 an hour while you're on the airplane. So as an example, if you're going from, you know, Calgary to Winnipeg or Calgary to Vancouver, we bring the airplane to you in Calgary and then take you to your destination. You're only paying for that time on there. And if you've got four people on the airplane, let's say, you know, $2,200 an hour for a flight down to Vancouver, right? You divide that by headcount, you know, it's a pretty economical way to travel.
Wow. That's an achievable experience, right? It might be a little bit more or less, I don't know, right? Than a commercial airliner, but you get the benefit of you traveling with the people you want. Jeremy, maybe actually that's a good question. Maybe you could walk us through what that experience would be from somebody who's booked a ticket from the time that they get to the airport, where do they go, board it, and then to their destination. Because I truly believe there's a lot of people that are going to be very nervous about traveling, and therefore they're going to be deferring some of these amazing experiences that they wanted to have for fear that, you know, they're going to be around crowds and so on and so forth. So maybe just walk us through what an experience would be.
Sure. So right from the start, you reach out to our 24/7 concierge and tell them where you want to go and when and with whom, and then we come and get you and take you there. So we will arrange for the location where you'll depart from and the one that you will arrive at. If you need ground transportation on either side of that trip, we'll help arrange for that as well. If you need accommodations or anything else in between, but it's a one call. So, you know, you go to the local, you know, fixed base operator where you board the aircraft. You know, often you can drive right to the aircraft with your car. The team loads your bags onto the airplane and then the car goes away with a valet and gets parked. It's that simple.
When it comes to being a fractional ownership, I keep on thinking of, you know, golf memberships or other types of business models that have this type of setup. Usually there is a upfront fee you pay into the membership and then you pay your hourly rate. So two questions I have for you. Let's talk about the mechanics of the payment and how does that kind of work. And number two, this the plane itself, because Dave, no matter what hourly rate you charge, Dave is still cheap. He won't want to pay the whole thing. So he wants to load up as many, he calls them friends. We just call them people that we know. He wants to load up as many people so the head count per dollar, everybody else to pay, so he kind of gets in for free. That's how Dave is. But let's kind of walk through the experience from that ownership perspective, and then let's talk about the plane itself.
Absolutely. So every owner's situation or needs are a little bit unique. So from a pricing standpoint, we can connect them with a sales representative that will tailor a package that suits them. So it's a one-time capital cost that you buy, you own a piece of the aircraft, and then depending on your utilization rate, there's a annual management fixed cost fee as well. Again, you know, that'll get tailored to what your overall needs and demands are. And then your flight time that we spoke about after that is at $2,200 an hour, occupied time only. So it's the three components, the capital purchase, the maintenance, the management fee and fixed costs, and then the hourly costs that you have while you're on board. And we're a days-based model as well. So you can use as many hours as you want in the day that you've booked the aircraft. You're not limited other than by, you know, regulatory duty days, but it's not, you know, you don't have a cap on the hours that you can use per year. If you end up flying, you know, 4 or 5 hours in one day, that's okay. If it's more, that's okay too. If it's less, there's no minimums, there's no maximums. It's your day. You can do what you want with the aircraft.
Okay. Well, that sounds,
I like that.
It sounds interesting, right? So tell us, I'm very interested in, Jeremy, if I've been sort of espousing anecdotal evidence about what we hear from clients and their experience and their concerns and fears. So are you seeing this play out in the marketplace where there is an increased demand or interest for this kind of a service versus, you know, the commercial, just taking commercial flights?
Yeah, we've been really, really happy with the response that we've had. There are a lot of folks that are exploring different ways to travel. Yeah. The pandemic has certainly helped fuel that interest and desire. Folks are needing to travel for business reasons still, and another way to do it. Personal reasons, I think there's pent up demand and people want to go places and see their loved ones. And, you know, everybody has their own reasons to do it. But certainly this has helped pique that demand. On top of that, with our model, you know, it's affordable and we're breaking down barriers to entry. You know, we're doing a new thing here and it's being very well received.
Jeremy, let's talk about the plane and what is it, the capacity and all the bells and whistles within the plane, and how far can this plane go? Like, can we travel anywhere in the world?
Can you travel? It's a light jet. You can go, I would say you call it a North American aircraft that you can travel from where you guys are to, you know, Arizona, Southern California is within reach, from Eastern Canada, Toronto, down to South Florida as well. You know, typically six passengers or up to six passengers in the back, and you know, that sort of Southern US destination would be a nonstop flight that you could do. You know, occasionally if you want to do longer flights, you could, you know, do a stop along the way. We have a sister company over in Europe called Jet Club. And so if you're in Europe, you can use the Jet Club aircraft as well to move around within Europe.
Jeremy, can you get East Coast to Europe? Is it can it go transatlantic in that respect?
This aircraft's not designed for that. You know, from a ferry purpose standpoint, to get it over there, you could do it, but that's not the main mission of this aircraft.
Gotcha.
Think about all our snowbirds in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
And think about how many people do we know, either clients or or listeners and viewers of the show that have a property down south, Arizona, California, and they zip in and out. They go there, they spend a couple of weeks. One of the spouses stay there, the other one comes back. People rush during tax time to get back and get their taxes organized and then get out of Dodge because of the snowfall. Like, so convenient.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
This is a really cool idea.
Yeah, I think this falls into that idea of achievable experience, but we're trying to really sort of bring together ideas, right? Maybe it's not for everybody, but it is achievable for many, many Canadians.
Jeremy, I have Dave Popwich's credit card number on my phone right here. So I will be talking to your sales reps so we can book something, because it's better than $2,200 an hour when it's your money, not mine.
Exactly.
So this is perfect.
It's like
perfect.
Almost free when you spend my money. Hey?
You know, Jeremy, I want to thank you for joining us today. We will follow up. We want to get more information and learn about the services that your company offers. And if anybody's interested, how do they get in touch with you?
They can go to gojetit.ca, and one of our representatives will be happy to follow up with them.
Great. Jeremy, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. We've had Jeremy Austin, Managing Director of Jetit Canada, on. Now, we got to make all this stuff achievable. And if flying somewhere is part of it, maybe that's part of your overall plan, but it all has to come together, right? It all has to work together. And that's what we're talking about.
So how do you bulletproof so you can enjoy trips like this and you can enjoy all the things you want to do without worrying about how your money might run out or the markets may crash? We're going to talk about how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, September 21st, 7 p.m. live online. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, stick around after the break. If you're concerned about a market crash, what it may do to your portfolio and long-term strategy, we want to address that after the break here on 770 CHQR.